Blog Talk Radio.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Let's get
up.
Carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand in everything.
And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune.
Welcome, everybody, to, as we call this show, Resistance Radio, as we look into the topics of the new president, and we look at what things are being proposed, what direction is this country going in, and this is really a show about you. So our phone lines are wide open, okay? So you can call in and express your opinion. And this show, I take no sides, okay? I'll explain a little bit about myself and how I feel about politics and so forth. But you can call in 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone, and we will not censor anything as long as there's no profanity. That's it, okay? So not unlike other political talk radio shows, and I know them because I know a lot of people that first run those. And second, I've tried myself to call in to those shows, and if you don't match the host's opinion, you don't get to go on the radio. Well, I'm never like that. And so, again, call on in and press the 1 on your phone to give us your opinion of the new President Trump and his group. What do you think about what's going on? It's definitely been chaotic. If you just look at the news, this new American Health Care Act, they're calling it, and the headline on that is nobody wants their name on the health care bill. Nobody wants their name because they know how disastrous it is. I mean, you're giving money, tax credits, to the rich. My goodness. So we're taking away subsidies that were going to families that couldn't afford health care, and we're giving it to the rich. So now it's based on, or would be based on, age, not income, and what kind of insurance you're buying, which is, to me, unbelievable. We're talking about 20 million people, and we're going to get into that, and I got my producer along with me, Bonnie, and Bonnie is so great. I'm so glad that she's here, and she gives me her thoughts and opinions, and I'm on a new headset, in case you think I sound different. I hope I sound better, but There's something different. All these years I've been doing radio, which is 9 years. It's a lot. You know, I've done over 4,000 shows. That's a lot of shows. Trust me. And I think you guys know that, but it's just me saying that. I've always had on my headset a little box that's on the wire, and it has a mute button on it and also volume and everything. So my wife got me a little bit, my other headset, I had tape up on both sides to keep it from working. And she said, you know, I was needing a new headset. So she got me a new headset. That's nicer. But the only thing is I noticed there's no mute button on it. And I think when the show was starting and the songs were on, I was singing along, and I think you guys heard that. I'm going to have to listen to the replay. Oh my goodness. You know, I've done karaoke before on my show, but that was, you know, that was a karaoke show, not a regular show. But, gosh, oh man. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good. Right. Right. Okay. So call on in, Carol. What do you think of that? Carol's on listening on the phone lines, our good friend Carol. So you know, people wonder, you know, for myself, everybody's different, why they get involved and everything. Why do I, people have asked, you know, like, why are you so passionate about it? And I'm passionate about it because I care about people. That's it. It's plain and simple. And when you see, like in the healthcare bill, literally people who were getting help to get their health care now under this new, which we knew was coming. We knew because the person that Trump put as far as the head of the health care legislation, Tom Price, I think his name is, and he's always talked about ripping up the health care so, I mean, it's no surprise, but I'm just surprised that, you know, not more people are just totally offended by it. I mean, if you have your own health care, maybe at work, or maybe, you know, you're retired, you have, you know, Medicare, and or you're disabled and all that. So you're fine. You're taken care of. But there's a lot of people who wouldn't have health care. Or better yet, they wouldn't be alive without Obamacare. And sure, Obamacare has its flaws, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. And it needs to be fixed, not this new plan that the Republicans are saying this fixes it. No, this is not fixing it. This is a unbelievable bad plan. I mean, I get frustrated at the mere thought of, does this administration not have a heart? And also people who support Trump deeply. I just don't understand about caring for others. And, you know, I know when you're young, you're just, you know, you're all out for yourself, and or you can be. Let's just put it that way. You know, you're out there. You want to make as much money as possible. You want to go up that corporate ladder as fast as you can, rah, rah, rah. And, you know, I've been there. I've been there. I worked at a bank, and I quickly went up the ranks. But thank God I woke up and realized this wasn't what I wanted to do. And now, so, you know, we got the healthcare legislation that hopefully won't be repealed, because even the Republicans can't agree on what they want now that they have the full, you know, they got the House, they got the Senate, and they got the presidency. and they still can't come to terms of what they're needing to do to get it passed. So, you know, even though Paul Ryan did a PowerPoint presentation today, you know, and then let's talk a little bit about Russia. Okay. I think this is where in a period of time, we're going to be back to, Russia and Trump, because there is so much evidence, pure evidence, even I have seen, that there is a link during the campaign of Donald Trump and his campaign workers and Russia. When Russia came into the United States and stole secrets from our election system, and Donald Trump gave concessions and he joined in. So, I mean, this here is going to be worse than Watergate. And I'm not, you know, going off on a tangent here. I mean, it's really true. And what I would suggest people do is what I do, if you can all stand it or whatever, is on MSNBC. I don't know. Most people get that on cable. They got a lot of great shows on there. But the main show that I watch religiously every night is Rachel Maddow show. She right now is working on getting a Pulitzer Award. I mean, she is, each night she is giving out breaking news that is fresh, out there. A lot of times it's brought up by New York Times, Washington Post, but what Rachel is doing is linking the dots between Russia and Donald Trump. And they're there. They're there. There is clear evidence. They're there. I'll give you one. I'll give you one that has been unearthed. Okay. Okay. So we all know how Russia went into Ukraine, took over Crimea, and now is along the eastern part of the Ukraine fighting with their own tanks and things, even though they say that's not them. But we all know they're there. So during the summer, last summer, during the Republican convention, there was talks between Trump's campaign people and Russia, and the talks were about Trump easing off of Ukraine. Quit talking about it. Quit saying we're going to put more sanctions on Russia because what they did in the Ukraine. And for that agreement, then Russia would continue to give out the secrets, the WikiLeaks. And so sure enough, I don't have the name of the person, but there's a person that works for Donald Trump. He went in there to the Republican committee and told them that the wording on Russia needed to be softened, and it was. So barely even say anything about Russia and what they've done. And and the person who did this, he is on the record when they asked him, who told you to say this? And he has said on video, and I've seen it, he said, Donald Trump. So this is all connected. And how deep is it? we don't know yet, of course. So it's unbelievable. And we don't even know half of it yet. So it really is. So if anybody wants to call on in, 347-884-8245. And then press the one in there. So it looks like we got a caller here. Anything you want to say, I'm not going to censor you. So call on in and we'll keep on rolling. Okay, so let's bring in Bonnie. My producer has something to say. Bonnie, welcome back. It's great to have you.
Oh, I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to be back. And I don't quite have my voice completely back, but,
okay,
you know, we'll take what we can get, right?
Right. That's why I give you a big, big hug over the airwaves.
Oh,
you've been through so much,
so
your health.
Much.
And you're so sweet and helpful to me, and you're just a great. I mean, it's just when you, and I'm not BSing here, when you look up in the dictionary and you look up friend, you are the ultimate friend. You know, I mean, you really are. I really mean that. You're just, I really have missed you.
So sweet. I'm so glad. I've missed doing this. I haven't done a political show with you though. That's interesting.
Right.
I'm probably like a lot of other people. I'm frightened. I'm afraid that this could really turn into something very, very ugly, because it sure does look like it's heading that way. But it feels to me like, you know, he's this new president. I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. I didn't want to go jump off the bridge to start with. I wanted to give him some time, but I tell you something, he's been very destructive in this little period of time that he's had so far. I can't imagine how it will be in 4 years. I'm very worried he's going to upset everyone else in the world, and we'll end up with, you know, a World War III or something. And I'm probably not the only one who thinks about that, but I have found this to be a very scary time, you know?
Yeah. You know, we always talk about on our spiritual show, you know, don't give in to fear. And I agree with that. And so I don't, but this is a political show, so it's not labeled spiritual. So, so we can talk about this a little more in depth. But I agree with you. You know, when I saw today on the news that we are sending a B-52 bomber over to Korea. So, and, you know, the madman in North Korea, he's not going back down from Trump. I mean, no way. And Trump thinks he will, because he always gets, you know, his way as far as bullying people when he was, you know, star of The Apprentice. And, you know, this is totally a different ball game, as we see. I mean, the whole government, there's a word for it. And that is a complete mess. And anybody who's truthful would say that.
Well,
don't you agree?
I do. And another thing that disturbs me, maybe this is not something that should disturb me, but the fact he keeps talking about The Apprentice, and he doesn't seem to have his focus on the United States. You know, every time you turn around, he's off on a tangent about The Apprentice. I don't care about The Apprentice. You know, I care that people don't have health care. I care, you know, I'm concerned about people who are on Social Security, and I'm concerned about people who don't have food, and children that don't have medical care, and lunches, and those kinds of things. That's what concerns me. The Apprentice
right.
is not high on my list of priorities. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe I should
right.
be right there with him, but nope, I'm really not.
No, and right now, I mean, he's lucky with all this chaos that nothing major has happened, you know, like no bombing or But, you know, that's not going to last. Every president has a major situation that happens, always. So I agree with you.
It's amazing to me that things feel out of balance to me. It feels like no one is standing up for people. And it feels to me like no matter how many protests, there have been enormous protests over this situation, and it's totally ignored. You know, nobody's paying any attention to it. If you can't get change that way, like they did during the civil rights movement, how in the world are you going to get any kind of sensible justice or even looking into some of his behaviors, because he's ignoring the fact that he's even being looked at some of his behaviors. But who in the government with all the Republicans in power is going to look at him and say, wait a minute, excuse me, maybe you did have a little bit too many things to do with those Russians. And you know, who's going to look at that? That's what's bothering me. If you remember poor old Bill Clinton, no matter what he did or didn't do, he was always being investigated for something.
Great point. Because we're back to that again. Because if you think about it, during Obama's administration, people may criticize it, whatever, but during his administration, all 8 years, there was not one scandal, not one. And I don't know of any administration that can say that.
No, he was very suave and very family oriented, and you felt like there was a good relationship there between him and Michelle, and you felt like he was willing to listen and talk to people. I did think at times he needed to be a little stronger, that he gave in a little bit too easily to compromise, but you didn't feel like the next bomb was going to drop, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel every president has a weakness, of course, and does mistakes. I think his biggest mistake was in foreign affairs. He was too weak, and if you're weak, someone else is going to fill that vacuum, and that was ISIS and Russia, and those are two bad dudes you don't want to. So he definitely made that mistake for sure.
But I just wasn't frightened with him, you know. I wasn't worried that we were going to end up in the next world war. I just wasn't worried about that with him. I figured he was sensible, and he didn't get ruffled very easily, and he seemed to be able to have working relationships with most of the people in power in other countries. And, this is just a whole different thing. And I don't believe we've seen this before in our history, like ever.
No. And you know, this is going to end any future candidate who doesn't have experience. No one is going to want to touch anybody anymore that doesn't have experience. And I said that through the whole election. I said, if you were going in for eye surgery, would you want someone to work on your eyes that has no experience? I said, come on, you know, and now we're seeing that, you know, what it's happened.
Well, he's got more problems than just no experience. I think there's some other issues going on with him personally that really it makes this not a very good situation. And I think the people that voted for him believed that he, because he's a successful businessman, four bankruptcies aside, that he was a successful businessman that could turn everything in our economy around. And I don't think that's possible either.
No, I don't think he can do that. Well, yeah, I mean, no matter what he tries to do with the economy, if he gets, you know, where they start really doing impeachment, that's going to wreck the whole economy. I mean, stock market will crash. And we don't want that. Gosh, the last time the stock market, I'm not invested in it, but the last time it crashed in 08, the whole economy just broke down, including myself. We lost everything. I don't want to go through that again. So we don't want that at all. But stay in our Russia for just a minute. You know something is there because Trump, he has criticized everybody you can think of, every country, every person, except Russia and Putin. So, I mean, anybody with common sense knows something's up. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a very strange situation. And I don't know about you, but I don't want the Chinese mad at us. I really don't. I don't want some of the other countries mad at us either. I think we have to be peaceful in a world that has a global economy. And, you know, we need to be sensible about how we deal with other people. We just do.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I posted a story yesterday about the Chinese, and it was about a true story. I mean, about New York Times about, you know, at first Trump was going on about, you know, he wasn't going to do this one state policy, and he's going to talk to Taiwan, and China got all upset and everything. And then there was talk between Trump's person and China over these trademarks, patents that Trump wanted. And so what happened is the Chinese gave the okay on these patents that Trump has wanted for years, and China has said no. All of a sudden, China says, okay, we'll give you these patents for his business. And then the next day, Trump comes out and says, yes, we respect the China one policy, blah, blah, blah. So right there, another impeachment, if that can be proven out, which I think any, you know, good lawyer could do. I mean, he ran his business and just took advantage of people. And if people think he's going to stop, here, it's proven he hasn't already. And let me say this, this is proven too. The patents of trademarks, there you go, is trademarks. The trademarks that he received, one of them, believe it or not, it's true. One of them is for a Chinese Trump exclusive escort service.
Oh.
So our president is a pimp.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, true story. So,
well, I see. I thought that they were very clear with him that he had to separate himself from all of his business endeavors.
Right.
But clearly,
he said no.
That's not happened either. You know, that hasn't happened either.
Right. He said he wouldn't do it after they told him. And then he said during the campaign that he would. And then leading up to the, you know, getting in office, he said, no, he's not going to do it. So.
Well, no. There's no doubt that there's some improprieties there. And that's what bothers me. Nobody's looking. Nobody's checking. Nobody's investigating.
Well,
think about it. It's only March. He's only been in here since January the 20th.
That's so true.
That's not a good thing.
No. I will say, though, there are people, thank God, that are investigating. I mean, there are some Democrats who are definitely in the Senate and Congress that I see every day that are definitely investigating. And there are some Republicans like John McCain. I mean, he's, you know, definitely a hero after what he did going through Vietnam and tortured for 5 years. And then Trump has the audacity to say he's not a war hero during the campaign. So I think, you know, John McCain's getting a little giving Trump some payback because he's Trump's worst nightmare because he is really going after him. And my hat's off to him and Lindsey Graham. I mean, they're Republicans, but they can see the dirt. And this is just disintegrates the White House. I don't care. I can't understand. This is the other thing, Bonnie. I can't understand. I don't understand if, you know, Republicans want to support their person. But when he has someone who just tears down the White House, I mean, literally, I mean, this is something that, you know, the other countries are just shaking their head. They're like, what's going on? And it lessens, you know, America being so great. And I can't believe that Republicans are not upset at this. I mean, Republicans knew and, you know, were so against Russia because they knew, you know, all of the bad things Russia has done and how they've killed people in Syria. And I can go on and on, but I won't. But people know about Russia. And they're just keeping silent. Like, what?
Yeah, I was impressed with them as well. You see the integrity with those two Republicans. Mm-hmm. And I do not understand the other ones either. I don't understand why. All I can figure is perhaps they're trying to appease the constituency that put Trump in office in the first place. That's the only thing I could figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just, I've voted for both sides during my life. I voted for the man. I don't vote party, but anymore, I'm a Democrat because the Republican Party, you know, has changed so much and become so right wing, so pro-business, just like they did up there with the in North Dakota with the Native Americans.
Oh,
you know, yes. They just rammed that pipe right through them. I mean, that was unbelievable.
That was unbelievable to me as well because of all of the suffering and struggling and protesting, not just of the Native people, but also the veterans that went up there and just the regular people that went up there. And to just ignore what the people want, again, is disturbing to me. That's how you get change in America, is by letting your voices be heard and saying what you think is right. And they don't care. They just railroaded those people. Even really elderly women and elderly men, that, you know, you didn't need to be rough and mean and rude with those people. I mean, I was very disgusted by that whole scenario there. It was a bad thing.
Yeah, I was on that a lot, talked about it, posted the videos, and it really made me cry. And I couldn't believe, Bonnie, as you know, some people who were so against this pipeline going in underneath this lake, which is their drinking water for a large part of this community, people that were against it when Obama was president. But once Trump became president, they did a 180 and they're like, oh, it's okay. It'll be jobs. And I'm like, you know, you've heard my show. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? What?
You can't replace water. You can't replace water. You can't replace clean air. You can't replace, pristine land. You can't replace that. And I think people in the future, you know, children, grandchildren, whatever, I don't have any, but other people do, I think they deserve to see, you know, those places that are beautiful like that, that should be retained. And, you know, the oil isn't going to last forever. And once you contaminate drinking water, look at Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once it's contaminated, it's contaminated. You can't fix it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's all about. Well, that's crazy right there.
Well, here's the thing, Bonnie, is that, you know, Obama stopped it, and then he ordered the Army Corps of Engineers to draw up plans to put the pipe around the lake. That's all you got to do. It wasn't stopping it. It was saying, okay, you know, you rich oil company, you have to spend a few more dollars and put the pipe around the lake. What is wrong with that? You know? And I said, you know, back then when Trump got elected, I said, just wait and see this stopping this pipeline thing ain't going to last. He's going to ram it through. But I just can't believe people that were against it, once Trump became president, as you know, Bonnie, just did a 180. Just like, okay, I support it now. Like, you know, and you know how shocked I was. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You was a big supporter.
It was shocking.
Yeah.
Yes, it was very shocking indeed. And I tell you, they want to do fracking, and they want to put a pipeline right through Virginia where I live, and they want to take up farmland. They want to go next to school. They want to go up over our mountain here. And people have protested and written to senators and they just can't get them to change their idea or their mind, even though the majority of the people do not want that here. They don't want that here. And it seems not to matter what people want. It seems only to matter what big business wants.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Trump's all about, big business. I mean, he's not.
Yes.
People thought he was for the people. No. Look at all the people he put in his cabinet. They're like, you know, billionaires. And looks like we got a caller here, Bonnie. So you stay with me here. Let's take a caller
sure.
and see what they have on their mind here. Again, we're talking about what's going on right now, presidency and in the country and all that. You're welcome to come on, call in, say what you want. Just keep it clean. That's my only requirement. And 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone. Okay, let's go bring in area code 757. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Eric. I'm calling from Virginia, southeastern Virginia, Hampton Roads specifically.
Okay, Eric. Well, thanks for calling. How did you see the show?
I actually am a new Blog Talk Radio subscriber, and I just kind of bounce around, look for live shows,
okay.
and just try to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
great.
So I saw this as a live show.
Great.
I figured I'd
yeah.
listen in. I saw Resistance Radio. It seemed interesting to me, and I saw a lot of hashtags that, you know,
right.
kind of up my alley, so.
Right. So what's your thoughts of what's going on here in the first, I don't know, where are we in, 50 days?
Well, my what piqued my interest was, and I thought you were the one calling in, I guess Bonnie, I don't know if you and Bonnie are both working together or not, but you were saying
yes.
you know, a lot of people did 180 regarding Trump, and I just would like to know, when you said like the pipeline, for instance.
Well,
in my experience, it's been the exact opposite, where people who have been against his decisions are even now even furthermore against his decisions. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
people are just out to hate him even more so than mm-hmm. they were before he was elected. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. But let me explain what I was saying. What I was saying was, on this pipeline, we had people that were against the pipeline when Obama was president because of the idea of putting the pipeline underneath their drinking water. And then once Trump became president, they did a 180, and they're no longer against it. They're like, okay, I put the pipe through. It's all right. And that's what we were shocked about. Like, they just did a 180. That's what I was talking about. So not exactly what you were referring to, but yeah.
Right, but Obama really mm-hmm. didn't. I mean, he didn't really want to do. I mean, you know, he didn't want a pipeline, man. I mean, he didn't want a pipeline.
He stopped it. Right, he stopped it. In
right,
December.
But the whole point is, I mean,
yeah,
yeah, he didn't want anything to do with it, really. I mean,
right.
come on, that's the exact message that he was going against, was, you know, drilling and continuing to create this pipeline and things like, because he was all pro, you know, he's a Democrat, so he's anti, you know. Anti pretty much anything to deal with, you know, whether it be coal or whether it be a pipeline being built, what have you.
No, that's protecting the water. That was their water for that area. That's all they had. And if that pipe burst, which two of them did in Canada just in this year, that's they're screwed. They don't got any water. But the thing was is, they were drawing up plans to put the pipe around the lake, and I don't see anything wrong with that. So, I mean,
okay.
That's
well,
all
I
I'm
don't
saying.
Remember.
So.
Okay, I understand, but I don't remember, and I, you know, I'm not the expert, man. But so forgive me if I'm wrong. I will admit when I'm wrong. But I do not remember Obama talking about anything about going around any lakes. I don't remember
yeah.
him even trying to support the bill at all.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why
well,
I,
what happened
kind of
is when
because I'm like, well,
yeah. Well, when he let me explain when that you know was stopped, he executive order stopped. He ordered the Army Corps of Engineers to draw up plans to put the pipe around the lake, and they didn't want to do it, so they waited for Trump because Trump's coming on, and Trump said, "Oh, I'll put it through. Don't worry about it." So I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, put the pipe
okay,
around
but,
the lake. That's cool. So,
but okay, well then, why did he wait until his? So you're saying they were waiting for Trump. So then this must have been 8 years into his presidency. Why did he wait that long and then say, "Oh,
no.
hold on, let's build a
No, I didn't say. No, I didn't say Obama was waiting for Trump. The oil company just went ahead. They didn't even go ahead and draw up plans
okay.
to go around the lake because Trump's coming in. They know he would just ram it right through. And you know, so that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So on that part, but
okay.
you know. There's a lot more there, but
okay.
so you support Trump then?
Yes, I don't agree. You know,
but what do you?
Come on, okay.
Let me ask.
I'm more of a middle kind of guy, and I'll put
yeah,
it to you like
so
this.
Am I.
Yeah, so like I support gay marriage. I support the legalization of
right.
marijuana. I think there
right.
would be a great revenue to tax it. Now, I myself do not smoke marijuana.
Right.
I have never, and I'm not like I know you're not a police officer. Well, you might be, but either way.
No,
I don't smoke marijuana. I don't do drugs. You know, I think that if you support, you know, if you legalize marijuana, it can bring in some good amount of revenue for our country.
Mm-hmm.
And who am I to tell a man or a woman that they can't marry someone of the same sex? That's not my business. I don't care.
Right.
You know, I don't care. Yeah, that's not my business. But at
right.
the same time, I'm pro-life. You know, I'm very
mm-hmm.
pro, you know, Second Amendment and very pro First Amendment. You know, so I'm right
mm-hmm.
in the middle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of us, in America have been very disgusted with, in my opinion, what Obama has done, or even the lack of what he has done to help our country. And I think that's the way I feel. You know, like you know,
well,
we're just kind of disgusted, and we're just waiting for someone to take charge. And although yes, Trump does say and do things like whoa, but it's getting stuff done. You know, so.
Well, let me ask you. You said Obama didn't do anything, but you remember how bad things were in 08 and how all the, you know, business was just shut down. I mean, I lost my whole business. I had an electronic business that was nothing affected it. It was just worldwide. But when that happened in 08, sales just stopped. We lost our house. We lost. And I know a lot of people that it had happened to. And
mm-hmm.
that was, you know, he, you know, we were on the cliff and he brought it back. So to say he didn't do anything,
how?
that's not correct.
How did he bring it back?
Well,
how
we
did
didn't go off the cliff,
did
we? We didn't go off the cliff, did we?
What are you talking about, man?
In 08.
You
like were you around then? Were you around in 2008?
I was 28 years old, yes.
Yeah, were you looking around how bad the economy was?
Yeah, and what did he do?
It was horrible.
What did he do
well,
to bring
it back?
Well,
the economy's a lot better. The economy's a lot better than
because
it was
of
in
Obama?
08. Yeah.
Come on, man. How so?
Of course he did. Of course he did. I mean, he put stimulus plan out there. He put a lot of money out, and no one else had money. I mean, I was in business, and then no businesses had any money that they were going to either had or going to invest. So the government had to throw the money out there to get people money and get spending going, and he did that.
The stimulus plan was
the
a very,
unemployment
very scary
rate
thing.
Was 8%. The unemployment rate at the time was 9% when he came in office. When he left, it was 4.7.
Okay.
That's cutting in half. That's nothing. Yeah. That's like full unemployment, full employment, 4.7. Doesn't get much lower than
okay.
that. So he cut it in half.
Like I said. I'm not the expert, but I have to check on 4.7. But let's go back on the stimulus
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, go look it up. Yeah.
A lot of my friends work for the Norfolk Naval Shipyard, and that is a big scare, was a big scare for the stimulus crap. That scared the crap out of them because they're cutting. We're talking 40% cuts, okay? It scared them bad, okay? but it didn't do anything to help anybody. What does the stimulus do? I mean, essentially,
it got money in people's pocket. It got money in the economy. The economy, spending money, even businesses. Businesses couldn't even borrow money.
Dude,
banks
George Bush did the same
money.
Thing. George Bush did the same thing. Remember? He said, go out and spend money. And do you remember back in like 2007, you got a stimulus check in the mail? He did the same thing.
A couple hundred dollars. Yeah, that didn't do me anything. I don't have the forms in front of me as far as, and we're going to be wrapping up here in a minute, but there is so many of the economy that was improved. That's not even a discussion. Now, as far as Obama, where was his mistakes? I think they were definitely overseas. You know, he left, you know, as far as a vacuum there, because we weren't there anymore. So ISIS came up, Russia got there. But I just have one question for you, though. So the connection with Russia and Trump doesn't bother you?
Does it bother me? Russia is Russia. You know what I'm saying? Like they're going to take the highest bidder. Same with China, right? Does it bother me? Not yet, but we'll see. But I do have a question for you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you had your own business,
mm-hmm.
right? And you lost it. Now,
yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you acquire that business? Did you build it from the ground up? Did you inherit it?
No, I built it from the ground up. I started the business years ago, and I can tell you how I started it. I was basically selling furniture. And I bought one TV set for $50, sold it for $100, got my profit. Then it went ahead and invested the $100, and I kept multiplying it. So I worked my butt off,
awesome.
And I went it from the bottom.
Good.
Yes.
So how did it make you feel when Obama said, you didn't build that? You feel like, wow, that's kind of a slap in my face right here. This dude just told me, I'm a business owner, but you didn't build that. You remember that, right? You remember what he said?
Yeah, I remember that, sure. But what he was saying was no business can do it all by themselves. I had helpers. You know, all businesses do.
Right, but how
did
it make you
feel? We all have employees.
In your gut, how did it make you feel?
Oh, I didn't feel bad because I knew what he meant. He meant that we all don't do it by ourselves. We don't.
Okay, let's just say
this. Do you have your own business? Do you have your own business?
Let's just say. No, of course not. No. I'm not skilled enough in entrepreneurship.
Okay.
No way.
Okay.
But in my opinion, a president, even if he does, even if people get the message, why would he say something like that? Why would he say, you didn't build that? Someone else made that happen. You know, why would he say that? I mean, that lowers morale, for one, and he is the president, the most powerful man in the world. Why would he say something like that?
I was had my old business then. It didn't upset me at all. I knew what he was saying. I wasn't. There's things obviously he did wrong, but there's no president that does things right. You know, 100% right.
No,
I was a big supporter of Ronald Reagan. I mean, he was the best president we ever had. And I voted for Republicans, except for Trump, who wasn't even qualified. And now, I mean, it's a complete mess. I mean, going out there.
Well, I don't think it's a complete mess.
Accusing the previous president let me say, you know, how does it make you feel about he goes out and accuses the previous president of wiretapping Trump Tower, the previous president, and you just don't, and then he says, well, let's go out and get the evidence. That's completely the opposite. You first get the evidence. And then you come out with it, but you don't do the opposite. That is insane. And there's not one single Republican that will back him up because they know that is full of crap. Your thoughts on that?
Dude, I'm not arguing. Like I said, I mean, once again, I do think that him kind of – I think he has a big mouth. And I think he's not used to the fact that he is the president of the United States. And for him to just come out and say – oh, President Obama wiretapped the Trump Tower. It's like, come on, Trump. That's pretty ridiculous. I mean, Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the thing.
You don't say that as president, though.
You don't.
Well,
it lowers the office.
You don't accuse a former president of that either. It's not like you're pointing the finger at average Joe down the road. We're talking about the president, the former president of the United States.
Exactly.
And I think sometimes he doesn't realize what position he really holds, and sometimes I think he pops off at the mouth. Okay, I'm not sitting here. I mean, when Reagan was president, I was born. I was born in 1980, so I don't know anything about Reagan
that.
As far as what my I wasn't around. I wasn't old enough to understand politics at the time, or even care for that matter. But don't get me wrong. I mean, Trump is not perfect. I'm just saying I think that he's doing what people want. Now, mind you, it's like taking it with a grain of salt. It's like, well, all right, he did this, he did that. That's awesome, but why are you blaming President Obama for tapping the phones? I mean, come on, whatever. You know? So, like, I'm not Mr. 100% Trump, but I think he is taking us down the right path. And that's my opinion. But at the same time, you're saying, you know, you're like, he's doing all these bad things. Dude, I mean, for one, I think what he's doing is great. And for two, he's only been president for 3 or 4 months. I mean, you know, give him a chance.
Look how chaotic it is. I mean, it is a complete mess. Every week there's a firestorm. I mean, it is. I mean,
from who?
From
liberals.
No, it's all over the place. It's all over the place. I mean, we could spend hours going over piece by piece, but I got to wrap up here close to the end. I got one last question for you. I appreciate you calling in. Okay.
I
really do.
I appreciate you taking my call. By the way, what was your name again? Sorry.
Yeah, Michael Long.
Mike.
And,
all right, Mike.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. See right here. Resistance Talk, Michael Long.
Yeah, right. No problem. Were you a supporter of, like, John Kasich, since you said you're, like, in the middle? Could you support him?
Up in the air? Why do you ask?
Well, you said you were in the middle, and Kasich's, you know, in the middle as far as a moderate Republican. And, you know, I supported him. I, you know, during the primaries, I really liked him. I still do. But.
Well, and remind me about, because John Kasich, doesn't he have a very strange foreign policy as far as our foreign relations are concerned? Similar to Rand and Ron Paul?
No.
I could be wrong.
I'm not familiar with that. I mean, I know about Rand Paul and all that craziness. I wouldn't be a supporter of his. But anyway, there was several, you know, people that were in the primary that, like John Kasich and some others, that I supported and could support. But Trump was.
John Kasich, he didn't push enough. He didn't, like, give any spark. He didn't make people think, oh, man, that's the guy. You know, like, he just kind of, you know.
Well,
I mean,
because
like
Trump was in there, yeah. Because Trump was, you know, he sucked up all the energy because he was just, you know, flamethrowing. This Russia thing, I don't know how much you watch of it, but, I mean, the dots are coming together. One other question, though. I'm glad you called in. I love speaking too.
Go ahead.
Republican.
Yeah, by the way, I'm following you, by the way. So.
Great. Because, you know, I do two shows. Thank you. I do two shows. My main show I do is a spiritual show that helps people, but I like doing also a political show every now and then. So I've been doing the spiritual show for 9 years, and I've done over 4,000 shows. So what was my question for you was, what was my question? It was a good one too.
No problem, man. I understand. It's getting kind of late, so I understand.
Yeah. Well, there's so many things, you know, that I just was concerned. Well, like, you know, the State Department, I mean, it's been gutted. Where, you know, there's like half the staff is gone. I mean, and then Trump comes out and says he's going to cut the, you know, the Coast Guard by 30%, which, you know, people, even Republicans, are demanding this not be done because he's trying to, you know, build that wall that Mexico was supposed to pay for. Everybody knew that was, you know, BS. But, you know, if you cut the Coast Guard, forget the wall, because the drugs will just come through the waterways. I mean, that is just asinine.
Well, you can say that's asinine, but now, like I said, I don't know everything. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I do. Okay, I'm a very honest mm-hmm. person. Because I would like to research a little bit more on cutting the Coast Guard.
Sure.
Because I do my research. You know, I'm not going to sit here and talk out of my butt unless I know what I'm talking about. But I would like to research that more. But I know you said you got to go, and I don't want to hold you up, but I am following you. And by the way, I do have my own channel. Maybe if you can help me out on how to get it. I don't even know how to start it, man. Like,
you got your own show, maybe, blog talk deal, you're saying?
Yeah.
Send me a friend request.
I don't.
On Facebook?
Do you have to do it on Facebook? Oh, here we go, Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. Send me a friend request, and I'll be glad to help
you.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah.
Sweet. No, I'm not asking for, like, or a handout. I do need help. Like,
fine. What was your first name again?
My name's Eric. I just sent you a friend request on Facebook. So, you know, I tried it one time. I'm on my trial version, and I loaded up what I thought was it. But I'm like, well, do I use my headset? Do I use my cell phone? I don't know what's going on.
I'll be glad to help you. I don't see your friend request yet, though, so make sure you send that, because I don't see it. And Michael Long, make sure you're on the right page.
I sent it to Resistance Talk Radio, call in with Michael Long. I clicked on post to Facebook. I'm sorry. Okay, so if I just type in Michael Long,
you should be able to find me.
Well, my name's Eric. I'll let you go. I clicked on post, and now I have to delete that post because now people are like, why are you posting it? Hold on. Here we go. Let me do this. All right, so I will delete that, and let's see here. And now if I just type in Michael Long. Yeah, because this is actually the reason I found out about this blog talk is because of a customer. I work in tech support over the phone. And a guy was like, hey, he told me he has a radio station. And I assumed he was like, he meant like over the air, like AM. And he told me about the site. I was like, oh my God, this is my dream. You know, I've been wanting to like speak out to the world for, you know,
for the past
15 years.
Well, that's the thing. That's what,
Michael Long.
Yeah. Well, while you're typing, that's the thing why I wanted to do this show, so people can speak up, because, you know, the big political shows on the radio, it's impossible to get through. And then they, scan what you're going to say. And if it's not exactly what they're, put forth, you don't even get on. So it's just,
right.
Why even try?
Well, I see Michael Long, a younger black man with a registered nurse.
It's not me.
Concepts.
Okay. No.
Seven.
On the show page, are you on my show page? The Journey in Life page? Facebook.
Typed in. Oh, hold on. Let me do this. I'm sorry to hold you up, bro. Let's see. Go to my. I see the link for. I don't know how to pronounce it. Ecuador. Oh, Ecuador. Something. Ecuador.com. I guess that's not it. I don't see it.
Let me put you in the screening room with Bonnie. Bonnie's my producer. She probably can help you. I want to take one more caller. So hang on. I'm going to put you in there with Bonnie, and she'll be probably able to help you to get me in there.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
So I'll talk to you later. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for calling. Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Mike.
No problem. Okay. We're still live. I put a little more time. If anybody wants to call and speak their opinion on what's going on, you know, like the last caller, it could be either way, right, left, middle, it don't matter. We're all people, we're all connected, and we should all be working together to make a difference for everybody in this country. So that's how I feel. Let's go to area code, and you still have time to call in, 347-884-8245. Let's go to area code 703. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
My name is Eli from Virginia.
Hey, Eli, how you doing?
Pretty good. Nice weather out here today. Hey, you had
Correct. Yeah.
You asked for some opinion on Trump. first, I guess, 50, 60 days. I'm of two opinions. Number one, I'm a libertarian, so a lot of what Trump's doing is counter to my beliefs. But I love it that he has got the left's panties in a bunch. Specifically, for the first time in my lifetime, the left is now has adopting a hard line on Russia. And in the past, they were always kowtowing to Russia, or very, very conciliatory towards them. So for once, they're doing that. I think he's got them backpedaling with this police state issue or this deep state issue, because what we have now is we've got an administrative state that is unaccountable and in many ways tyrannical. And number three, we've got liberals singing federalism. So in my lifetime, libs have been big on the central government, and they've been opposed to federalism. And now we got people out in California, because of Trump's election, they want to become federalists. They want to be – they're into states' rights. So I think Trump has exposed the hypocrisy of the left, and I enjoy watching them their double standards.
Okay. Let me ask you one question. You know, we can't cover everything, but one thing I want to talk to you about, you said about the Democrats, because, you know, I'm not a liberal. I voted for Reagan. I voted for Bush. And I was for some of the Republicans that were in the primary, not Trump, because, you know, I knew he'd make a mess out of things, and he has. It's total chaos. But let me ask you one question, though. You said the Democrats are, you know, now taking a hard line on the Russians, which you're right on that. OK. And but my question is, what happened to the Republicans, though, taking a hard line on the, you know, the Russians? They always were. They always were with Reagan and Bush. And what happened? They're like they don't care anymore.
Taking a hard line.
Absolutely. Oh, there ain't no hard line. There ain't no hard line.
Donald Trump.
Trump can't say anything bad about Putin.
No, he didn't. You haven't read the news. He just
oh, my God. I see it every day.
Crimea will not
he can't say a bad word.
He has said that Crimea will not stand. He's also he's talking to NATO to spend more money on defense. Well, how can you be? How can you not be a hard line on Russia, and you're asking for NATO to spend more money on defense?
He said two things, that's it. But he's never said anything like they said about Putin killing people, and then Trump comes out and says, well, we kill people too. We don't kill reporters. We don't kill people running against a president. That's, you know, he's hiding something. There's something there. There's something there. There's a connection.
Well, I think he's going to adopt a hard line. He just sent B-52s into North Korea. This guy is not going to be light on Russia or communism or the Islamic Republic or ISIS, because he bombed the hell out of ISIS already. First couple of weeks he's been president. So I think that we have to look at the substance, not the tweets. We have to look at the facts, not the narrative.
He's
from the
totally
left.
Ruining the office. I mean, you don't go out and accuse the former, as the last caller said, who's Republican, you don't go out and accuse the former president of a crime like that when you got no evidence. You don't say he's done something, then let's go look for the evidence. That's totally reversed. You first get the evidence, and then you say something. There isn't one Republican that supports him, because they know that's BS. And you know
that,
too.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
Number one, was Trump's staffers bugged? Were their phones staffed? Yes or no?
Was his tower bugged?
No.
Any
Trump staffer I'll answer your question for you. The Trump campaign was bugged because there was a question from the bureaucracy, law enforcement bureaucracy, that he had some banking dealings, or one of the banks he was associated with was bugged. So he was indeed bugged, and there was a FISA order that was first rejected, and then it was approved. Now, my question to you is if you're president of the United States and the GOP's top candidate or nominee is being bugged, and you don't either if you don't know about it, you're an idiot, and if you do know about it, you're a crook. So Trump has his assertion has merit.
there wasn't any Trump person bugged. The person that was bugged that you're thinking of is the Russians when they talked to Flynn, because the Russian was bugged and Flynn got on there with him. That's how they got it. But no one, there's no, you can send me the article. I love to see the article. People love to say these things, but send me the article and then the next show we'll talk about it. But please.
You want me to send that to your? You want me to send it to your Facebook page?
Yeah, would you please? I'd love to see that. As long as it's good news, it could be fake news, but nothing from Alex Jones. Okay.
I consider. I don't read Alex Jones. In fact, most of my information comes from the left wing. In fact, I'll send you a New York Times article that talked about a FISA. Bugging, and then there's some a banking institution or a banking concern of Trump's was bugged.
Mm-hmm.
But
the New York Times, I mean, that's Trump's favorite paper. I mean, that's he's read that his whole life.
Well, yeah, we've got an administrative state that Trump is smacking down, and that's one of the greatest threats to our life and liberty is to have an unaccountable shadow bureaucracy. You got career politicians in there that are ideologically farther left, that are actively trying to undermine the will of the people. And that is dangerous. And we've got the FBI and the CIA are now the security wing of the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party is the American wing of the United Nations. It's the de facto American wing of the United Nations. So we've got some dangerous things afoot, and we need to correct it.
Well, here's the thing, you know, it's not Republican, Democrat. It's just this guy is a crook, and it's going to be found out with him in Russia. There's already things that are so obvious that have been proven. But I mean, why not be against him, but still keep a Republican in there as president? Why? That's what I don't understand about Trump supporters. Why not, you know, keep a Republican in there? Like, okay, fine, you won with the help from Russia, but you know, this guy is totally unqualified. It's so obvious.
Well, I love the way he's going after that administrative state, and I think we're at the stage now in our history where our liberties are being eroded, where we need a gunfighter and they're a gunslinger to clean up the town. And I think American people are ticked off, and that's why they elected him. They didn't elect somebody going there in business as usual, like Ryan and McConnell. Those guys are crooks. They're John McCain said one intelligent thing in the last 20 years. He said,
my God.
We came to Washington.
Are you serious?
To change Washington.
You don't like John McCain?
He said we came to change Washington, and Washington changed us. These guys, we got a guy Grassley that's been there over 35 years. We need to change the system because we've got career bureaucrats and career politicians in there that are crony capitalists. They're catering to the system. They get corrupted and influenced by power and privilege, and they no longer represent life and liberty. I heard something very important today on a show. Someone said, nobody's talking about liberty anymore. We don't talk about liberty like Reagan used to, and that's dangerous.
Well, yeah. Well, I loved Reagan, the best president. For sure, over a lifetime. So, but this is a joke. I mean, it really is. And as far as what you're saying about, you know, change and everything, you know, I'm all for that. I've been on radio for 9 years, and I talked about that years ago. About let's get someone else in there, someone not a career politician. But Trump's been proven with Trump University. That was a total joke. I actually had an electronic business, and we sold a couple electronic things to Trump Tower, and they totally trashed the item, and then they issued a chargeback. We lost like $500 on the deal. Just total crooks. That's what I'm saying. I'm all for you about, you know, let's get someone in there that's not a career politician. I'm all for you. I agree with you, but not this guy. I mean, this is he'll be impeached. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's coming. So. But you still have, you still have Pence. So I mean, you still have a Republican.
Well, hey, I heard, as far as that Trump University, I heard someone say once that you want to see Trump University on a grand scale, just look at our college system. We've got kids working minimum wage jobs or living in their parents' basements. The only difference between them and Trump University is they've got tens of thousands of dollars in debt from public universities, and that's a crime in itself. You've got these college professors teaching classes like Why Is There Air Studies, ripping these kids off. They're giving them loans, taking advantage of them. That's Trump University on a grand scale.
Well, it's a ripoff, and you know he had to settle in court, $25 million. And what did you think of that video that they came out with him, you know, telling that how he just grabbed women because he was a celebrity, he could just grab them, you know, down on the crotch, and just that didn't bother you?
Well, here, when I consider everything relative to the context it was in, and when you I look at Bill Clinton, who actually raped women, and the left.
Okay, we're talking the question. The question is about Trump. See, that's what Trump supporters do. They deflect.
It was offensive. Undoubtedly, yeah. It was offensive.
But how do you pick another Republican? I'm not saying go with Clinton. Okay, that's what got me about Trump supporters is why not pick another Republican though? You know, I'm not saying pick Hillary.
I would have loved Ted Cruz, but the guy, he got bested by Trump, and Trump is provocative, and he's a gunslinger.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that if it's not Trump, if he turns out to disappoint the American people, I hate to see what's going to be next. If you think Trump's bad and Obama was bad, just think what's going to be who the next president's going to be. Whether it's someone like a socialist like Bernie, or someone that's Trump on steroids, this country's in trouble.
Of course it is. I guess
guys like us got to step up. I mean, we got to do something because we're the only grown-ups in the room right now. And I agree with Trump. Trump isn't one of them. Neither is Sanders. Neither is Obama, Bush. Last grown-up in Washington was Ronald Reagan.
Right. Right. You know, if Ronald Reagan, someone like him, was running again, you know, I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. So I agree with you. I mean, he was the first president I voted for, and just loved the 8 years. But anyway, well, we're getting ready to wrap up. I do appreciate you calling in. I hope you'll follow the show and call back in other times. Send me a friend request if you know, our link is up there, Michael Long. And the biggest thing to do is click on the follow button on this show page. This way you'll get updates of what the shows are and. You know, I do some politics and I do spiritual shows. So anyway, but appreciate you calling in.
I can tell I just listened to your short period of time now, and you're a thoughtful guy, and you're objective and rational, independent thinking. And it's amazing to me. I can disagree with a guy that's a Reagan supporter, and I mean that's probably what we need. You know, I mean I need to listen to someone who supports Reagan, and that's someone that makes sense. So I'll definitely follow you.
Thank you. Appreciate you saying that because I just want someone to do something right for the country and be respectful too. Because I agree with you. You know, Clinton, what he did in the Oval Office was disgusting, and you know I have really no respect for him. So you just don't do that in Oval Office. That's crap. But anyway, I'm going to wrap up. But anyway, thanks a lot again. We appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up here. Let's bring Bonnie in. Bonnie, do you want to have any last thoughts here as we wrap up? Had a pretty good show there.
Well, I'm glad you did have that really good show. That was kind of an interesting one. I will say that... I'm going to try not to be frightened, and I'm going to try to reserve judgment, and I'm going to just try to wait and see what happens, but it's really tough, because like you, I lost an awful lot. I lost the job I'd had for 18 years, and it's been rough going, so when you get to be a certain age in life, it gets harder and harder to start over, you know?
Yeah, you're talking in 08, yeah, because that one guy who first called, because he was pretty young, but he was saying, what are you talking about? You know, the economy crashing and Obama fixing it. My gosh, I mean, the economy was just inches away from a depression. I mean,
yes, it was.
I should have told them this, but the economy was losing per month around 500,000 jobs. That's how bad it was when Obama took over. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I never, with our business we had, as far as the items we sold, we never saw our sales slow down because of what we sold. But when this happened, I mean, there was no sales. It just stopped, like, you know, and we had all this inventory sitting there. And, you know, we lost our dream house. We lost our family van. I mean, it was repoed. Our house was foreclosed on, auctioned off, I mean, all this horrible stuff. My wife had a nervous breakdown because of it. Then after that came lupus, and it wasn't good. I mean, we all go through hard stuff, but I'm not, you know, complaining. But I'm just saying how bad it was. It was bad.
Well, you know, I think in today, even today, we're all one illness away from being bankrupt.
Yeah.
You know, it's very close all the time. We're all, most of us, not all of us, I do know some very wealthy people that certainly have different issues, but we're all very close to living on the edge. And I don't think people realize how close to that edge they really are until something catastrophic happens.
Yeah. I thought it was great, you know, getting callers in because seeing their perspective, and both callers, even though they were supporting Trump, they weren't bad people. I mean, they were good people, you know, like the last caller, he's from Virginia, and they just want things to be done right. That's all they're wanting. And you can see both of them, you know, even though they supported Trump, you know, they had their problems with him. So,
well, you know, I think this was a very good show because you did get some pleasant and interesting people that had opposite opinions, and that's a good dialogue to have with people today.
I agree. That's what I, you know, wanted the show to be, and I think if we continue the show on a regular basis, people start following it, and we'll, you know, grow the audience, which will be great. So. And I appreciate you being along, and I would love to have you as, you know, producer, co-host, if you like. That would be great of this Resistance Radio.
Well, you realize that I know a whole lot about metaphysical topics and not so much about politics, right?
Well, you're good. You're good. You are. It's good to have you along. So real good. So anyway. All right. Well, I was only planning to go about 30 minutes, and we went 90. So that's good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's real good. So, all right, Bonnie. Again, I'm so glad that you're back. I have missed the heck out of you. You have no idea. And anyway, so
that
big
makes
hug
me
again.
Very happy. Very happy.
Oh, great. I'm glad. So, all right. Well, I'm going to relax here, get some dinner going. And so I'm sure we'll talk to you on Facebook. And thanks again for being here. Appreciate you.
Before you go, what's the next show?
Okay. Well, there'll be a show tomorrow night, but it's a tape show. It's a new show, but from Angel Cusack. Yeah, she does pre-recorded shows. They're really good shows, but anyway, that's tomorrow at 9, but the next live show will be Sunday evening at, I believe, at 6. Yeah.
Okay, great.
So, well, enjoy your weekend, get some rest, recovering. So,
thank you.
All right, take care, Bonnie. Bye bye.
Thanks, bye bye.
All righty. And to all the listeners listening live or archive, I hope you've enjoyed it. Send me a friend request. Send me a message. Let me know what you thought of the show. We're going to, again, try to do more of these so everybody can start following more. There definitely is people interested in supporting, not supporting, but and just getting their voice out there. And that's what it's all about. It's all about ideas, information. So anyway, I'm going to wrap up. Thanks to everybody. We'll see you live for the next show, which will be Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And to everybody out there, have a pleasant and wonderful night and weekend. Much love. Thanks for listening.